play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Taylorville. Looks like we'll get this game started 40 minutes late as the starting lineups are underway now for the host Tornadoes. Nick Livingston, a 6'1 senior, his twin brother Jack. Also, Will Kettlecamp, a 6'4 senior, Ryan S., a 6'2 senior, and Jace Berkschneider, a 6' junior. Berkschneider had 37 last night in the win over IBC. This is a team that has been together and a lot of high hopes in this community since they were middle schoolers, went on a long run in the IESA state tournament at that age, and you might have heard Paul Held comment in our Galesburg Live broadcast earlier today. You know, there was some concern as they started to move up through the high school ranks that Ryan Brown kind of, you know, pulled some kids up sooner than others, and people got a little uncomfortable because they were breaking up the group. But they're all back together on the varsity now. They're off to a 10-1 start, and they are up and down and exciting to watch. Steve, how about three keys to the game here today for the Silver Streaks?
You know, the two have been sort of a continuing trend or continuing theme, and that is our consistency. We're just too up and down in terms of such a big extreme. And again, our end of a game, or the end of the game situation where we just got to seize the moment and step up and get it done. But I think the real key to this one is we have to play our game. Our game has some similarities to theirs, but there's a lot different. We've got to drive the ball. We have to be aggressive. As Coach Reynolds said, get it inside because they are going to fly all over and shoot threes, and they're weak inside, especially defensively.
Silver Streaks, as you heard Mike Reynolds talk about in the pregame, start Fields, Cunningham, Price, and McCants as they usually do, but Quinn Anderson rather than Justin Endoff, as Coach put it, just for a little more ball handling, a little more guard control, and psyched out by the official in the midcourt circle. He started to throw the ball up. Both players jumped, and then he didn't throw it. Now he does, and McCants wins the tip for the Silver Streaks into the hands of Nick Fields. With the Streaks wearing the gold uniforms that sometimes double as a home uniform, they are the road team in the bracket and on the scoreboard. But home in our hearts, Steve, just to, you know, kind of let everybody know.
That's absolutely right here.
Quinn Anderson drives left baseline, skips it along the baseline, and skips it out of bounds, intended for Nick Fields, and Streaks turn it over on their first possession. Well, I hope you got your fingers ready, your pencil ready, because
ready to go.
Stats are going to be flying hot and heavy in this game with the pace of it.
At a quick pace. Taylorville in a 1-2-2 zone there.
Berkschneider, left side Nick Livingston. Up top, Will Kettlecamp. Right side Berkschneider. Back to Jack Livingston. Fires a three and hits it from the top of the arc. You're going to see a lot of that today. Whether they go down or not, we're going to see those shots.
Outstanding shooters. They really play with a purpose. They remind me a lot of Rock Falls, just going to play a different style. Just a group that's been together and had a lot of success and believes in themselves.
Streaks break the press, get it into the front court. Price up top, gives off to Anderson. Quinn dribbles around to the top of the arc from right to left, now feeds it left side over to Nick. Squares up, gets it down low to Cunningham. Drives in, a little teardrop right hook. Won't go down. Ryan S. with the rebound. Silver Streaks, a turnover and a missed shot on their first possession. A wide
All-star
open
man there.
Lane and a drive by Kettlecamp. He recognized it, he jumped on it, and the Streaks never responded defensively.
Yeah, we lost personnel there defensively and gave up a wide open layup with nobody on him.
Taylorville got off to a hot start against IBC in the game last night. Here's a feed by McCants to Cunningham. Now out to Fields, top of the arc, hits a three, and there's
good
a
hit.
Streaks first
good
basket.
Good stroke by Nick, and we're going to have to hit that from inside out.
Streaks down 5-3. 6:20 to go, opening quarter. Spin move in the lane and a block by Cunningham as Berkschneider got around Keith and heading to the basket. Keith tried to come from the backside and knock it loose and picked up his first foul.
You know, Coach Reynolds talked about, and this has always been typical against them, they like to shoot the three, but they'll penetrate. You've got to contain and keep your man in front of you here, and or else they're going to go to the line and get to the basket.
And they generally shoot pretty darn well from the line,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
Berg Schneider knocks down the first one. 6-3 Taylorville here in the early going. Played just over a minute and a half in a long-delayed game between the overtime of the first game that Rantoul defeated Rochester 80-78, and then the Dunlap-Mount Zion game was just a long game that took a lot of time. The Dunlap eventually won by one on a lob from half court on the inbound, a backdoor cut that they banked in with 4 seconds to go, took the one-point lead, and then the victory. Quinn Anderson feeds it down low, intended for Cunningham, nearly stolen away by Kettlekamp, but he couldn't control it along the baseline, and the Streaks hang on to it.
Against this 1-2-2 zone where they're very long, we're going to have to attack gaps and get the ball moving here, and again, be aggressive. The buzzword is be aggressive here and use your pass fakes.
Feed on the inbound. Price shoots from the corner. Can't hit it. McCants chases down the rebound. Drives in. Spin move. Bank shot up and in with the right hand. Tough move. Good athletic move by Jalen.
And he's got to get on the offensive glass, and a good job by Jalen.
Drive at the other end by Bergschneider. He takes it right at Keith Cunningham, and Cunningham moved the feet trying to guard with him, and that's a second on Keith, and that's bad news early for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, we can't afford to have Keith on the bench here with fouls. He's going to be extremely, and as he is every ball game, important to us on both ends of the floor inside.
So at the 5:40 mark of quarter number one, Cunningham picks up his first foul, or second foul. Bergschneider knocks down the free throw. And so far, he stays on the floor. Mike Reynolds not showing any move to send anybody in at this point. Second one up, and Bergschneider rattles that one through. Again, 37 in the win last night over IBC. The average is 27 a game, we're told.
And that's pretty fair numbers at the high school level or at any level.
Part of the reason the Tornadoes have started 10-1 this season. Fields up top, Price. Eric barking out the set. Now gives it to Quinn Anderson. Streaks trying to find a way to penetrate that zone. Bounce pass into Cunningham. Turn around from the low block. Shot creeps over the rim and drops
good
through.
Penetration of the gap by Quinn and a dump off there to Keith.
9-7. Penetration at the other end. Streaks
too easy
there. Defensive switch as McCants was on Bergschneider, and he took it right at Jalen, too, and it's 11-7. Bergschneider with six. Anderson, front court. Nick Fields gets around his man. Drives left corner. Price shoots from the opposite side and hits a three. Streaks within one now at 11-10. Galesburg has not shot the three ball well at all in the first three games of this tournament.
And this is such a good shooting environment here, too.
Bergschneider, penetration, spin move. Can't get the shot down over McCants. And the loose ball rebound picked up off the floor by Quinn Anderson. Streaks with a chance to take their first lead. Jalen driving in. Dishes to the outside. Quinn steps back for three and hits. And the Streaks have their first lead of the game.
Again, good inside-out basketball.
Mike said in the pregame, got to start on the inside and work your way out. That's exactly what they did on that possession. 13-11 Galesburg approaching the midpoint of quarter number one. On the right wing, Ryan S. I think it might be the first time he's touched the ball in this game. Now up top, Bergschneider. They really open up the lane on the inside, giving those penetration opportunities. There's another one on the give and go, and Nick Livingston lays it up and in for a tie ball game at 13.
It's a five-out offense that's predicated on ball movement and cuts, and they have the floor very, very open to allow that kind of play to happen.
13 apiece, 3:40 to go here in quarter number one. Fields up top, gives off to Quinn Anderson. Quinn dribbles left, gets it over to Price. Now back on the left wing, Quinn another three. Bank shot, no. Rebound, Jalen McCants. Covered up, kicks it out. Fields again for three. Rims in and out. Rebound, loose ball. Cunningham puts it back up and in.
Good job on the offensive glass there.
15-13 Silver Streaks. Cunningham with four. Drive at the other end. Bergschneider and a foul on the floor. He got around Jalen McCants. And I'll tell you, Bergschneider's going to be doing that all day long.
He's going to drive it hard right at Jalen all day long. And that certainly puts him in an advantage where Jalen's going to have to guard a perimeter man trying to get to the basket.
That's how he got Keith Cunningham into foul trouble early with two. Cunningham still on the floor, now one on McCants. Three team fouls on the Streaks, none so far on Taylorville. Galesburg with a 15-13 lead, 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Drive from the right side. S spin move down low. Forces it up over Cunningham. And couldn't finish off the shot. Streaks get the rebound. Price into the front court. Now Nick Fields. Back over to Eric. Swinging into the left corner. Quinn squares up for three. A little bit long. And the weak side rebound to S for Taylorville. They'll push it into the front court. They find Livingston down low. Jack Livingston to the right side, up and in. And he's got five.
They are very, very, for a better word, cute inside. They are very good around the basket. Just highly skilled.
Streaks have been beat on transition at times throughout the year, and it's like the last team you want to see them play.
You better
right
have
now.
Your running shoes on here today.
Foul away from the ball. It's going to be on Jalen McCants.
And that's a tough call Tough call there.
Mike Reynolds doesn't like it either. That's a second on Jalen, two on Cunningham, second turnover on the Streaks in a tie ball game, 2:28 to go in this first quarter, and both big men who the Streaks are counting on to have a big game here today in foul trouble early.
Yeah, that's a tough one there on the inside on Jalen. Questionable at best, and then it puts him with two fouls as well as Keith here with still 2:20 to go here in the first period.
Justin Endoff into the game for Quinn Anderson. Here's the give and go, the drive down the lane by
Odom. And they're going to get him.
And they went right at Keith Cunningham again, and that's the third of the game on Keith. Uh-oh. There's a technical foul. The way the official was eyeballing Keith, you could just see it coming. He waited, and I was shielded from Keith. I couldn't see what he was doing. Keith's got a blank look on his face. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. We've got a foul.
Oh, on, you know, Keith.
What? No, they called that on Price. I'm looking at the scoreboard. They've got a foul. They've got two fouls on Eric Price. So they called the foul on Price, not on Cunningham, and then they called the technical on Eric. Well, that's not the direction I was looking at all. So I thought the
foul was on Keith.
I did too. Odom took it right at him. So I don't know where that foul was. And then the official who called the technical was looking right at Keith. It looked to me like he was looking right at Cunningham, but I guess he was looking at Price. So Mike Reynolds getting a long explanation out from the coach, from the officials. And they both split and move away from him.
So you're right. You're going to get a foul, a personal foul on Eric. And then the technical foul also counts as a personal foul. So he's picked up two fouls there on one play, along with the technical foul.
Mike's asking for an explanation, and he's not getting an explanation. He's saying, all I'm asking is who, and I can't understand what he's saying. Who's shooting the free throws? Who's shooting the free throws?
And it's a legitimate question.
And he can't get anybody to even answer his question. So this is... Mike is really charged up, very frustrated. He's been frustrated by the officiating style in this tournament anyway.
He's got a legitimate gripe there. Absolutely. It's really put us in a hole here early.
16 fouls, two on Price, two on McCants, two on Cunningham, and the first free throw up and in by Brandon Odom. So this is the foul on Odom driving to the basket.
And now we'll get the technicals.
But he was driving. He wasn't even in the act of shooting when he got fouled.
No.
So he knocks down two free throws.
And the good foul shooting ball club they are here. It's just money in the bank here. And they've scored a number of points here off foul shots here in this first period.
Yeah, I'm going to add them up here in a little bit.
There's four there.
Knocks down both. He's 6 for 6 from the line, plus the two from Odom. So they have 8 of their 19 points from the free throw line,
and
including
Brad,
four straight there.
And they have 19 points with still 2 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the first period. We're going to have to dig in here.
They scored 31 in the first quarter of the first game yesterday when they were up 31-11 at the end of one. So we're approaching the 2-minute mark, 19-15. Taylorville with 6 straight points, 4 from the free throw line and the ball. The lob to the right side. Now right back it goes to Jack Livingston. Squares up for 3, but it's off the front of the rim. And McCants comes up with the rebound. Jalen takes it himself into the front court. Deflected out of bounds to our right. So let's reset the Streaks personnel on the floor. Price remains on the floor despite the foul and the technical foul. McCants is on the floor with 2 fouls. Endoff, Fields, and Mitchell Sampson for the Silver Streaks. Fields on the right wing, up top to Price. Rich are going to slow things down here, play some patience, and try to find an opening. There it is inside to McCants. Skips it out to Price for three off the front of the rim. Rebound batted out to Nick Price. Fields. Fields drives, lobs it up, too strong. Rebound, Jalen McCants up and in.
And Jalen, again, a key on the offensive glass, and he's got a couple stick backs here. Important points early.
He's got five rebounds already. Taylorville nearly turns it over. Now the Streaks do come up with a loose ball. First tornado giveaway and into the front court. Streaks trying to tie it back up. Down two, 19-17. Swing it around left. Now Price drives to the baseline and a blocking foul on the floor. Little reach foul called on Taylorville. And we must have some Galesburg fans behind us. We do. Giving the Bronx cheer.
The Bronx cheer.
One of the Taylorville players gets called for a first foul.
And that's
foul.
Their first foul here with 107. We have six. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. They got the ball swung, and we got numbers on the weak side.
Streaks down two, 19-17. First foul goes against Ryan S. for Taylorville. 16 fouls on the Streaks, as we've already indicated. Under a minute to go, first quarter, Galesburg down two.
Taylorville moved to a man-to-man here for the first time in the period.
Price on the left side. Skips it right side under the elbow to Fields. Trying to find McCants flashing to the basket. Pulls it back out. Now Endoff on the outside. Right side over to Nick. Streaks continue to play patient half-court offense here. Nick drives, has it poked away from behind. The give right back to Bergschneider, who poked it away and lays it up at the other end.
Saw that opportunity to get that from behind. Poked the ball loose, got a turnover, live ball turnover, and a layup on the other end.
Three Galesburg turnovers. Now Price airmails a skip pass to the right side. Endoff and McCants in the area, but nobody was tall enough for that one. Back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks, four for the game now. The lead is four for Taylorville, 22 seconds to go here at the end of the first quarter.
And a key defensive set here in terms of a series here. We've got to get a stop here in this last 10 seconds.
Cross midcourt, Bergschneider trying to shake Sampson on some screens. Gets it back up top, a three on the way. And even with the clock not even close to running down, Livingston knocks it down. Streaks into the front court, end off the answer. And he airballs one from about 30 feet out. That's the end of the first quarter. And suddenly, just don't look now, Silver Streaks suddenly down 24-17 at the end of one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at Taylorville. Tornadoes leading the Silver Streaks 24-17, and Taylorville with the ball to start off quarter number two. There's a drive by Odom going right at Keith Cunningham back into the game at the quarter break. Missed it, and then Odom got a hand on it and batted it back out, and Taylorville gets another shot at it. First offensive rebound. Down the lane, Bergschneider somehow controls that. He juggled it going down the lane, then he collected it in time to get it up and in for a nine-point Taylorville lead.
And another cut to the basket, and they're able to find the open man there. Very intelligent.
Streaks were up 15-13. They've been outscored 13-2 since then. Here's Sampson driving. Body contact down low, but he got the shot up and in for the low blocks anyway.
And they turn it over.
Only the second turnover of the game for Taylorville. 26-19, and we saw this happen last night. Taylorville got off to a fast start against IBC, built a 10-point lead early. IBC had a little mini run, but then just kind of hung in there, rallied back, and as soon as they took the lead, Taylorville just blasted 8 points out of the block. Boom, just regained the lead just like that. That's kind of a little bit of what's happened here, aided by the technical. on Eric Price that gave Taylorville four straight free throws. Down low, Cunningham trying to go around a double team. Steps back
good
and forces
move.
It up and in off the glass.
Good, strong move inside.
It's a little 4-0 run to answer for
nice
the Silver
answer.
Streaks. Down by five now. Left side, Bergschneider cut off by Sampson as the Streaks continue to switch defensively on him. There's the backdoor cut again, and the reverse layup goes over the rim by Ryan S. Justin Endoff with a rebound. Cunningham drives in from the left side. Too strong. McCants got a hand on the rebound but couldn't control. Odom comes out with it. Down the lane, Odom feeds it right side. Quick three by S, and he hits from the wing. 29-21, Taylorville. Love the move by Keith. He just didn't finish it off.
Yeah.
Here's McCants across midcourt, and a foul on the floor against Bergschneider. Tried to cut off along the sideline and just got there a step too late as made contact with McCants going up the near sideline. 29-21.
That was 40 feet from the basket, but it was an aggressive move to go north and south, and we drew a foul.
Second of the game against Taylorville. 6:14 to go first half. 29-21 is the Tornadoes' lead. Galesburg girls basketball to follow from the Mattoon tournament. 2:40 the scheduled pregame there. We may make another seamless transition from our broadcast to theirs as late as we got started here today. Good feed on the inside to McCants, but then the ball got knocked out of his hands on the way to the basket. Streaks will inbound it from their left of the backboard. It'll be Endoff who pulls the trigger along with Cunningham, McCants, Fields, and Sampson. Justin on the inbound to Nick on the wing. Nick dribbles left once, up top, around a screen. Endoff fires and hits the three.
Good play on the inbounds. The elevator screen, double screen at the top, gets Justin wide open.
29-24, Streaks down five. Jack Livingston trying to shake his man, gets into the lane, and a foul on the floor against Nick Fields will be a hold and a 1-1. So Taylorville shooting from the bonus for the rest of the half now at 5:44 to go under the first foul on Fields.
You know, for the most part, as you identify their offense, this five out, they're either going to shoot a layup or a three.
First one up, and it pops out. So the Streaks get a break. Solid shooting free throw team. Missed the front end. McCants with a rebound. Galesburg down five with the ball. 5.5 minutes to go first half. Fields across midcourt, looking things over in the half court. Endoff comes out high for the pass in front of us here at half court. Works his way left, lobs it to the inside. Cunningham, flat-footed, and got fouled as he passed it back out to Mitchell Sampson. I think that's a foul on Brandon Odom, if I saw correctly. Only their third team foul, his first. And the Streaks will inbound from the right of their own backboard this time.
Good ball fake by Justin there to get the ball inside, and then you can work from there.
Justin Wright, Jace Bergschneider out. Quick lob on the
good
feed
slip.
Down low.
Good slip screen there by Jalen.
Jalen up and in after the feed on the assist from Nick Field. Streaks within three, 29-26. McCants has six in the game.
And the slip screen is where you go to set a screen and then you just dive and cut to the basket.
Odom
screen.
Driving from the left side, tried to use a screen at the free throw line. Cunningham tried to fight through it, but Odom still got the driving step back jumper down the left side of the lane from about 5 feet out. Streaks down five, 31-26. Skip pass. Now a feed from Sampson into the lane. Offensive foul called on Keith Cunningham. As Taylorville planted itself up the right side of the lane, that was Odom again. And three fouls now on Keith Cunningham.
And you could see that one coming.
Yeah.
Tough call there on Keith. He made a good move, but credit Taylorville there for establishing position and anticipating and drawing the charge.
Five turnovers on the Streaks, just their first of the second quarter. It's a 5-point Silver Streaks deficit. 4:45 to go here in this first half. They've hung in there, but really, oh, now Jalen McCants with a poke. Tucks it away from Odom. Drives, takes it all away, and then Taylorville got a hand in it. No, it was out of bounds on McCants. Jalen can't believe it. The way people don't react that way if
they just lose the basketball.
If they just lost the ball, mm-hmm. Right. And so Streaks turn it right back over. I thought Taylorville reached in and poked it out of his hands too, but not the case. Odom, backdoor screen, and good defense by Eric Price on the left side of the baseline as he held up Livingston on the left side of the baseline, and Livingston was never able to slide around there and get that feed underneath. So that's the fourth Taylorville turnover now. Price, Sampson in the backcourt, into the front court, McCants. Jalen sees an opening, drives, sidesteps, left, up with the left hand, falls off the rim, but a hack foul called on Taylorville on the reach. Silver Streak's playing more of their style of game that plays to their advantage here. They've slowed Taylorville down a little bit, getting to the foul line now with 4:17 to go in the first half.
Get the ball to the middle to Jalen there, and he's at the high post, and he's able to then get to the rim, and a good move there with his left hand to draw the foul.
Quinn Anderson, by the way, back into the game as Cunningham has gone to the bench with three fouls. Jalen misses the first free throw.
And
free
Mitchell,
throws were a struggle last night, 3 for 9 in the fourth quarter when they were trying to come back against Sterling, part of the reason that Galesburg did not overcome that deficit.
And we're going to need everything we can get today.
Not quite halfway through quarter number two, 31-26 is the Taylorville lead. McCants' second free throw is off the mark also, and Kettlecamp gets his first rebound. So the Streaks miss an opportunity there, still trailing by five. Bergschneider back into the game, brings it across midcourt. Jace Bergschneider, 10 in the first quarter, 12 for the game so far. Up top, Livingston. The give and go right through the hands of Kettlecamp. Taylorville turns it over. Price with a steal into the front court. Feeds it into the left corner, and he overthrows again. This time intended for Endoff. Now the officials are going to reverse the call. It'll stay with the Streaks.
And that's a good job by the officials there to make sure they got together and make the correct call. The ball was deflected by Taylorville out of bounds.
Quinn Anderson to pull the trigger on the baseline, right of the backboard, looking up top for Mitchell Sampson. Mitchell dribbles his way right, picks up the dribble, now gets it to Price.
Mitchell giving us good minutes here.
Has it now, drives into the lane, jump stop up with the right hand, no, tip from McCants over to Mitchell, who puts it back up and in.
Good play there by McCants to get that tip. He couldn't grab it for a rebound.
31-28, Streaks down three, 3.5 minutes to go. Bergschneider drives left, spins, shoots over McCants, airballs it. Rebound, McPrice coming out with it. Eric into the front court, sidesteps to the left, fires it right. Endoff from the wing, off the back iron, and McCants right to him for the rebound, dribbles it out of traffic. Jalen with 7 rebounds in the game, plus that tip rebound on the last one. Now a deflection by Bergschneider, comes up with a steal. Drives, dishes, layup, missed. Price with another rebound. Just a flat-out miss on that end. Couldn't convert the Galesburg turnover. Price double-teamed. Gets it over to Endoff. Right corner, Sampson squares for three. Hits! Streaks with 7 from Mitchell Sampson off the bench. Ties the game at 31. And what was the whistle at the end of that?
Going to get a foul on them.
Was that away from the ball? Streaks are going to get the ball
away
back.
Away from the ball on the rebound on a hold there on the blockout.
Second foul on Ryan S., and it forces a 30-second timeout by Ryan Brown for Taylorville as the Streaks have battled back and tied the game at 31. Like what we see here, Mitchell's been big here in the second
outstanding
quarter with
off
7 points.
He's been a very steadying influence. He's making good decisions. He's guarding on one end. He's handling the ball, and there he made the shot, being able to hit a shot. Just that's what you need from off the bench, to be able to provide something productive both in terms of numbers but also energy, and Mitchell has done a great job with that.
Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. As Jim and Steve and I have been enjoying a 2016 Nissan Altima. It's part of the certified pre-owned fleet, a great selection of new and used vehicles at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Check it out at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street. Mitchell with a drive, and he takes it all the way down the middle of the lane for his 9th point, and the Streaks regain the lead. I think we got an early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, huh?
He has been super here off the bench.
There's a drive on the outside by Nick Livingston. Cut off in the lane, turnaround jumper, knocked it down.
Big points there by Taylorville to stop the bleeding.
Streaks had scored, let's see, down 29-21. They'd scored 12 in a row. Actually, a 12-2 run, I guess it was. Tie ball game here, 2:15 to go first half. On the
need
left side,
Mitchell, to be aggressive.
Skip pass, right side, Justin drives into the lane, collects the ball, couldn't finish off the shot. Jalen gathers the rebound, the tip won't go, and Taylorville comes down with it. A couple of point-blank opportunities in traffic, not easy to come up with. Now a drive at the other end, and an offensive foul as Eric Price plants himself and draws the charge on Will Kettlecamp.
Good work by Eric there to pick up the charge, to draw the charge there.
I like how the Streaks are attacking the basket, and I love getting back defensively to draw a charge. We don't see that very often.
And we did get back on defense to stop the ball and cover up there.
So 2 minutes to go, first half, tie ball game at 33. Streaks get it back. They have controlled the second quarter after a really rough first quarter. Mitchell Sampson, skip pass right side, high to Endoff, who goes up high, and then coming down with it, Bergschneider picks his pocket, drives to the other end. Pull-up jumper, Livingston from the left wing, misses. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Taylorville, and the Streaks get it back. Dead ball rebound for Galesburg, and the lead stays, or the game stays tied at 33.
And it makes a difference when you can test or challenge a shot and not let them have wide open. We did a good job of covering up there.
Here's Nick down the lane, drives right corner. Justin for three, end off a little bit short. Gets a hand on the rebound, gets pushed off by Jace Bergschneider, though. Now driving into the front court, and the Streaks stay right with him and poke it away, preventing the transition opportunity. Again, I like the defense at the Silver Streaks. The way they're hanging in here, not giving up anything easy. With a minute 20 to go in the first half, McCants is going to sit down, and credit to him for playing the rest of that first half without picking up his third foul.
And we don't want him to get one now, and we're going to rely on the bench here to try to get us to the house here at halftime.
Eric Price also on the bench with those two fouls, so he gave the Streaks good minutes in the second quarter without picking up a third. Backdoor cut underneath, trying to force his way over the left hand, and the shot rolls in and out. Good defense by Riley Milan on Kettlecamp, and Milan comes up with a rebound. Still tied at 33 with under a minute to go. Left side Mitchell squares, foot on the line, hits again. His toe was on the line, that close to a three-pointer. He's got 11 here in the quarter for his career high. And the Streaks regain the lead at 35-33 with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Bergschneider up top working against Mitchell. To the right side, Jack Livingston. They play a little keep away, and Taylorville's going to spread it out. They will not necessarily run the clock down here holding for a final shot. If they find an opening, they'll take it. Ryan S. and Quinn Anderson doing battle on the far side. Lots of hand-checking and pushing off going on all over the court with 20 seconds to go. The Galesburg crowd behind us applauding the defense, trying to urge them on. Into the hands of Jack Livingston between the circles now, guarded by Endoff. To the left side, Bergschneider got around Sampson. Spin move in the lane. Finishes it off with a driving layup from the left side. Streaks have 4 seconds. Nick Fields from 30 feet away. Comes up a little bit long, and that's the end of the half. And what a half it was. 35-35 at the break between the Streaks and the host Tornadoes. The winner to play for the championship tonight. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics. Talk things over with the coaching staff as well. And a tie ball game at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem and Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Save over $5,000 on new Chevy Malibus and new 2019 Chevy Equinox. Holiday savings up to $6,000.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family. At Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg. Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year in a nicer, newer vehicle from Yem. This is Sarah Yem. Look for holiday savings across our lot.
This is Dustin Cardenas. Around here, they know me as the Cadillac guy. And I'd love to show you this 2011 CTS Crystal Red Coupe, fully loaded and priced at only $13,400. Or a 2013 CTS Luxury White Diamond Sedan, priced at only $14,100 for the holidays.
Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year at Yem Automotive Group, Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Taylorville. Dolph Stanley Court, historic Dolph Stanley Court. Silver Streaks really played a solid second quarter. They can, they can do that for an entire second half. I love our chances. Awfully tough against this kind of team. And I don't think one quarter is going to get it done, but they can play a solid defensive second half. There's no question this team, I think, now believes that they can get the job done here, Steve.
Certainly that spark there in the second period, and Mitchell Sampson has got to get credit for really providing the energy and intelligent play there. Really, I think, like you said, gave us a boost, but also gave us confidence that we can take care of business. And you saw Taylorville get a little flat. So,
yep.
There was a momentum swing there and shift, and we're all even here as we go to the third period.
You know, one of my favorite moments of the first half from the Silver Streaks perspective, when Eric Price drew that charge, and when he saw that the official called it a charge and it was a turnover on Taylorville on the floor, he roared in excitement and pumped his fists. I mean, that's that positive energy.
That's a winning play.
Yeah.
That is a winning play, and it matters in a game like this. Matters in any game.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics here in a tie ball game, 35 apiece. The numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Team number, Steve?
Yeah, and statistics point to us, although the one statistic I don't have that shows you why the game is tied is free throws.
Whoa, excuse me.
We were 15 out of 30 from the field for 50%, 5 out of 14 three-point shooting-wise for 35%. They were 12 of 21. They shot beautifully. They shot the three ball great. And, again, they're going to shoot layups. There's no mid-range jump shots. It's the home run ball or a layup. And they were, as I said, 12 out of 21 for 57%, 3 out of 5 for 60% with a three ball. We out-rebounded them, doubled them. And, again, that was outstanding there by Jalen most of that in terms of on the offensive glass to get a second chance point.
9 rebounds is what I have for Jalen.
16 to 7. And the turnover situation was 7 to 7 with us making 4 in the first period, 3 in the second. And then we got them to turn over and play a little faster than they want and be a little more careless with 6 there in the second period for their 7.
How about that? And you said Taylorville was 7 rebounds total.
Yeah.
So Jalen is single-handedly out-rebounding
that ball. And he's very big inside today, both on the offensive and defensive end.
How big was that to get him through the rest of the first quarter and all the second quarter without picking up that third foul?
And Coach Reynolds rolled the dice there.
Yeah,
he did. Hats off to him.
So 35-35, the score at the break. Steve mentioned free throws. Taylorville 8 out of 9. Silver Streaks 0 for 2. Take a break here. We'll come back, talk things over with the coaching staff in a 35-35 game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
There were 16 counts.
They're hitting the bank on a $1 billion fine for loan abuse.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about the news. News about government spending, news about the state, news that actually impacts your family. But how do you make sense of it all? In the crowded world of misinformation, Illinois News Network, a nonprofit news service, presents you with the facts. INN is your news. Visit supportyournews.org to help us keep reporting on the news that matters in Illinois. That's supportyournews.org.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy for the rest of today and a high of 28. Clear tonight with a low of 20. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with light freezing rain and a chance for snow, a low of 30. Cloudy on New Year's Eve day Monday with rain or snow likely, gradually ending, a high of 38. New Year's Day Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 24. Right now it's 24 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. The Galesburg girls basketball team continues at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament versus Olney this afternoon. Listen for live coverage starting at 2:40 on WGIL.
35-35 at halftime here at Taylorville. Silver Streaks locked up with the host Tornadoes. We're going to head things over to the sideline here in a moment. The coaching staff is out, all but the guy we're looking for, and that's assistant coach Ryan Hart. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve is over there reading and waiting, and as soon as we get Ryan out here, we'll get comments from the coach. Oh, there he is. Couldn't see him around the officials who are waiting for the second half in front of us. Let's go courtside with Steve now.
Back here at Taylorville High School, we continue with the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. We're joined by the assistant head, the assistant basketball coach of the Silver Streaks, Ryan Hart. Coach, in the second period, we answer after being on a 12-2 run, we answer with Mitchell Sampson off the bench there. Gave a lot of energy and a lot of intelligence. That was the difference, wasn't it?
Well, he's a pretty mentally tough kid, and he brings the toughness to the court, and it was nice to see him come out here and we responded. The rest of the guys kind of got his little toughness when he was out there. He's going to start the second half for us, too. So hopefully it carries on in the second half.
Jalen McCants did a great job keeping himself where he got two early fouls and staying in the ball game and really helping on the glass.
Yes, him and Eric both have two. Keith's got three. Keith's going to start on the bench here in the second half. But Jalen and Eric need to make sure they keep their heads when they're out here, when they're guarding, go straight up and keep their feet on the ground.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you.
Keep their feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, right? Thanks for listening. Jace Bergschneider, leading scorer for Taylorville in the first half with 14. Nick Livingston, 7. Jack Livingston, 5. Brandon Odom with 4. Ryan S. had 3. Will Kettlecamp had 2. Sampson, the leading scorer for the Silver Streaks in the first half with 11. Again, all of those coming in the second quarter as the Streaks have dealt with foul trouble here today. Next up, Jalen McCants with 6 and 9 rebounds. Eric Price, Quinn Anderson, Justin Endoff, and Nick Fields all have 3. And Cunningham, despite that foul trouble, has 6. So good balance scoring-wise for the Silver Streaks. And we've talked from time to time about getting some bench points. The Streaks have gotten some here in much-needed time today. Here's Quinn Anderson with a drive in from the right side. And here go the Streaks.
Continue to be aggressive.
Yep, attacking the basket and making some good things happen as 17 seconds into the third quarter, Quinn attacks the basket and gets the third foul called on Ryan S. So S will go to the bench for Coach Ryan Brown. And back into the game, Brandon Odom, a 6'1 senior. McCants will inbound from the left of the basket. Lobs it in. Bad communication. Nobody was quite sure who that ball was going to, and Taylorville intercepted it.
Unforced turnover there. We can't afford any of that here in this kind of ball game.
Here's Bergschneider down the lane. Doesn't spin this time. Goes straight to the basket. Pulls up from the left side. Missed it. There's Jalen McCants with his 10th rebound. Goes back door to Nick.
Wonderful pass. Wonderful recognition by Fields to get to the basket. Outstanding play by two very intelligent basketball players.
37-35. Streaks back on top. Just underway here in the third quarter. Up top, Brandon Odom. Now Jack Livingston comes out high for it. Brother Nick flashes through the lane. They keep it on the outside to Kettlecamp. Will Kettlecamp looking, spins left, gives off. Here's a drive by Odom, taking it right at McCants. I'll tell you, Odom is not hesitating to drive to the basket. That's part of what got Keith Cunningham into foul trouble. And Jalen held his ground, but Kettlecamp just got it up over him from the right low blocks.
Mark of an intelligent ball club. Identify where there's weaknesses, where there's foul trouble, and go right at it.
Odom with 6 in the game. Crossover dribble by Quinn. Down the left side. Pulls up. Shoots over Bergschneider and banks it in. And Quinn's had a strong start to the second half.
Yeah, and he's been very, very solid here all day.
39-37. Streaks by 2. Bergschneider at the other end. Got around Sampson down low. Couldn't finish off the shot. And there's Jalen with his 7th rebound. McCants down the lane. Has it poked away from behind. Bergschneider got back and took it away. Now a drive by Nick Livingston at the other end. Pulls up left low blocks. And Price trying to draw the offensive foul. This time gets a defensive foul instead. His 3rd, and Nick Livingston will go to the line shooting 2.
Yeah, just a hair late there. The offensive player up in the air, and that's going to get a block every time.
So it's a senior-dominated ball club here at Taylorville, but it's Bergschneider, the junior, who's the leading scorer on the team. And what athletic moves he has. What a basketball head this kid has. And, you know, with the miss down here to come all the way back at the other end and poke it away from Jalen, and create the turnover.
That basketball sense that they have is so valuable and can't be measured in any type of statistic, but it really is that thing that will get you over the top.
Two free throws by Nick Livingston ties the ball game up, and a soft pass by Fields, and Nick Livingston steals it, gets it to brother Jack, left low blocks, cut off by Fields, bounces it to the right side. Kettlecamp steps back. Now here's Odom driving, found an opening in the lane, and Sampson comes over with the block. Fields gets bumped in the backcourt, gets it over to McCants. Here come the streaks into the front court. Fields, look out from behind, down the lane, takes it up with the left hand, banks it in.
Great move by Nick Fields there with that left hand.
He was losing the handle on it. He controlled it enough to spin it up off the glass for the basket and the and one. 41-39, second foul of the game on Bergschneider. That's energized this streaks contingent here sitting behind us. And the bench as well. Nick can't finish off the three-point play. Odom with the rebound. Leaves it off for Livingston. Ralph Kettlecamp drives it into the front court. Bergschneider steps left, and he'll back it up. Odom with it now, trying to go down the middle of the lane. Livingston got the ball caught on his hip, falls down, and a hand check hold called on the Silver Streaks.
Could have been called for traveling just as easily.
Yeah, I just thought he lost his balance.
Yeah.
So that's the second foul of the game on Nick Fields. Bergschneider to inbound, right of the basket, barking at his players. Not enough movement to satisfy him. Finally lobs it to the outside to Nick Livingston, into the hands of brother Jack. Left side, Kettlecamp on the elbow. Fakes left, right, trying to take it right at McCants. Cut off, skips it back out. Now up top, they'll reset to Bergschneider, trying to go around Sampson. Down the right side of the lane, spin moves, gets a step on him. Missed the shot, and a late whistle comes in.
His ability to get to the basket with that spin move is just second to none. He is so good with that, and he draws fouls that way. Difficult to defend, and Mitchell Sampson did a marvelous job there on him.
Everything
to contain
he could
him.
Do. I mean, you can anticipate the spin move, and then he won't spin. So you try to guard the other direction, and he will spin. It's a difficult defensive position to be in. And if nothing else, Bergschneider will just get to the free throw line, which he does here and knocks down the first one.
Where he's almost automatic.
Misses the second one. Thank you for jinxing him, Steve. McCants with his 12th rebound. Streaks lead 41-40. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Quinn on the right side. Steps back this time, trying to work around a Keith Cunningham screen. Gets it to Keith. Down low, forces it up a little bit short. And Kettlecamp with the rebound. Keith looked like he was never quite in control of the possession there.
Yeah, just wasn't quite in sync there. Hurried the shot a little bit. Good move, just a little bit too much in a hurry.
Again, they go down the lane. The Streaks defend it again this time, cutting off Livingston, and they get it back to the outside to Bergschneider. Here's Odom taking it right at Cunningham. Tries the up and under, knocked loose. Jalen McCants with a steal. Jalen leading the 2-on-1, takes it all the way, and Livingston comes over and swipes it out of his hands. And again, they say it's off.
Tough call
McCants
there.
Out of bounds. That's the second time that's happened in this game with Jalen driving, Taylorville reaching in, poking it loose, and knocking it out of bounds off Jalen. So they get the first turnover of Taylorville on the second half and then turn it over themselves at the other end. Still leading by one, 41-40, 4:20 to go third quarter. Bergschneider reverses back behind him. Jack Livingston for three, top of the arc, missed it. They have been taken off their game, not in sync with the way they usually want to play.
And forced probably a step out of his range there too.
I don't know. Do they have a range? They'll shoot from anywhere. Here's Quinn losing his man on the outside. Head and shoulder fake. And hits from 12
feet. Good move by Quinn Anderson. Outstanding ball game here, especially in the second half for Quinn.
4 points in the quarter, 7 for the game. Bergschneider gets around Sampson. Shoots underneath Quinn Anderson. We're going to have a foul called, I think, on Quinn. And that'll be the fourth on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. First of the game on Anderson. And right back to the free throw line, Jace Bergschneider. Streaks leading by three just past the midpoint of quarter number three. Again, the winner to play for the championship of this tournament tonight, and he missed again. That's two in a row Bergschneider's missed.
And we're causing him to expend so much energy here that, again, your legs are a little bit more tired. You got to have your legs to shoot, and he's missed the last two here.
That's what I said. I feel like the Streaks have just kind of knocked him a little out of sync right now.
He's having to work for everything.
43-41 as Bergschneider knocks down the second free throw. For the Silver Streaks, Fields, McCants, Cunningham, Endoff, and Sampson. Nick to the right wing. Keith goes back door down the middle of the lane. They keep it on the outside to Endoff. Endoff feeds it into the right corner to Fields. Interior pass to Cunningham, backs his way out, left side over to Jalen. Oh, the lane is wide open. Jalen takes it, misses the shot of his defense, come over to help out. Loose ball created, and Kettlekamp controls it for Taylorville.
And they recovered nicely there to help.
Yeah, they did. Here's a drive by Odom, and a block on the other end. They're going to call on Justin Endoff as McCants came from the backside, blocked the shot, and Justin gets called for his first foul as Odom continues to attack the basket for Taylorville.
Justin looked like he had really good position there, but that's one of those calls again that could go either way there.
Maybe too far.
Yeah, too far under the basket. Under the basket. Would be the argument there.
Otherwise, I thought the same thing. I thought he had established his position, but he might have been too deep.
And for those that watch the college and pro game, that little semicircle there, yeah, you've got to establish yourself outside that, and that's the same in high school without that line.
43-42 as Odom makes the back end of the two free throws. So the Silver Streak's still on top. Five team fouls, 3:10 to go, third quarter. That's part of what happens when a team attacks the basket. Now McCants left wing for three, missed it. Rebound. Endoff had a hand on it, got it tipped out to Fields, and the Streaks call a timeout as things were a little scattered and ragtag.
Good timeout here as we just need to re-identify what's got us where we are right now.
Just a 30-second timeout. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week and everywhere we go, covering Galesburg High School football, girls and boys basketball. And again, transportation this week in a 2016 Nissan Altima with about 32,000 miles on it. Be sure to check it out at Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And that is not any additional cost on the price of the sale price of the vehicle. So it's about the best deal you can find.
What a thing to have.
What a benefit,
on
huh?
a benefit on a vehicle, and they do a tremendous job there on all these cars that we come in to road games. They're wonderful vehicles.
Silver Streaks lead 43-42 coming out of the 30-second timeout. Mitchell Sampson on the left wing. Up top, end off, around a screen for three. Got it!
Streaks good execution there.
46-42, end off with six in the game. Streaks lead by four. And again, energy from the Galesburg bench, trying to urge the team on with a four-point lead, 2:35 to play, third quarter. Nick Livingston up top. Odom comes out for it. They go back door underneath. The catch and the miss by Justin Wright. Rebound, Justin Endoff. Fields up the far sideline in front of the Galesburg bench. Endoff squares again for three. A little bit off to the right this time. And the long rebound out to Bergschneider. Pushes it into the front court. Behind the back with a dribble. Right side over to Nick Livingston for three. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Wright with a catch and a put back. And he pulls Taylorville back within two at 46-44. Up and down game that has moderated itself here. Silver Streaks trying to build on a two-point lead. Now Endoff drives down the lane, draws contact, takes it right at the basket. Taylorville, Tornadoes thought they had established position. And Justin, I think, ought to get two free throws here.
Yeah, good aggressive move by Justin Endoff to the rim there.
Call that foul on Will Kettlekamp, his second. Talking to one of the Taylorville broadcasters earlier, said Kettlekamp lost 65 pounds over the summer. 65 pounds from last season to the beginning of this season to prepare and get himself in shape for this basketball season.
That's a marvelous, marvelous accomplishment.
46-44 Silver Streaks as Endoff misses the first free throw. Minute 52 to go, third quarter, and the Streaks stepped into the lane. I think they're going to get Keith Cunningham on that. And Endoff, to make it worse, actually made the second free throw. So points denied, 11th turnover on the Silver Streaks. And now Taylorville with the ball back, a minute 52 to go, third quarter, and a chance to tie it up or regain the lead. Those mental mistakes just can be killers.
Yep. Take points off the board there.
Bergschneider into the front court. Nick Livingston comes out high for it, guarded by Price. Kettlekamp, right side Bergschneider, back up top. This is Jack Livingston with it. Cut off in the lane, gets it to the outside. S fires a three and hits it.
And I was looking at it. That was a good shot. We'll take that, and he threw it in.
Taylorville regains the lead at 47-46. S's second three of the game. He has six with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Quinn down the lane, moves to the right, and he missed it, but he got hand-checked on the arm for a blocking foul. And Quinn will go to the free throw line on the fourth Taylorville team foul and the third of the game on Jace Bergschneider.
There's repeating, Brad, that we continue to get to the rim, and that has been very valuable here.
And Quinn knocks down the first free throw. He's had a terrific second half so far. Ties the game at 47. He's got 5 of his 8 points in this third quarter. Second one up and in, and the Streaks regain the lead. 48-47. Streaks have been looking all season for that real defining victory that might get them over the hump. We got a long way to go in this one as Bergschneider attacks the right side of the lane and picks up a foul on Quinn, but credit to the Silver Streaks. It looked for all the world in the first quarter like this game was going to get out of hand in a big hurry as Taylorville used a couple of fouls, a technical foul, and the Silver Streaks put together a run at the end of the quarter, went up by 7. And darn it, the Silver Streaks didn't play a terrific second quarter, and they have been in this game the rest of the way.
And played with lots of energy and purpose here.
Bergschneider trying to spin off Quinn. He hangs with him. The trap comes over to help out. Now into the hands of Ryan S. on the far side. Bergschneider, midcourt circle. Nick Livingston back out high to brother Jack. Works along the volleyball line, inching his way toward the top of the arc. Spin move in the lane. Endoff sticks with him, kicks it out. Left side dribble drive by S. Lost the ball, gets it away to Kettlekamp. Turnaround jumper, up and in with a left hand.
It's good offensive execution there. They were very patient. Got that good shot out of that.
Seemed to be sort of just kind of on the verge of a turnover there along the way, and they managed to hang on to the ball long enough.
We did a fine job defensively there.
Regained the lead at 49-48. Jalen McCants on the left wing. Trying to dribble, find an opening into that
2-3
Taylorville zone with under 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Quinn Anderson up high. Now Endoff with the dribble where the volleyball lines come to the corner with 9 seconds to go. Endoff picks up his dribble, needs help, gets it over to Cunningham. Keith drives baseline, in from the right side, up and in. 3 seconds to go. Taylorville into the front court. Bergschneider heaves, and it hits the backboard. That's the end of the third quarter. Streaks regain the lead at 50-49 at the end of 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say,
boring.
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
It's the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at Galesburg Toyota.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.50-49 Galesburg at the end of 3 at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. The winner to play for the championship tonight. The loser to play in the third place game. This will be a little bit earlier. Taylorville with the ball to start off the fourth quarter. And a push foul called on the opposite side will be the seventh team foul on the Silver Streaks. And that puts Taylorville in the bonus the rest of the game. That's the second foul of the game on Mitchell Sampson.
And that's a key, as well as they shoot foul shots.
Turnover, Steve, I had us for 4 in the third quarter.
Yes.
Them for 1.
Yes. Okay, so we're at 11 and they're at 8.
First free throw up by Odom. There's been a handful for the Streaks off the bench. As much as the focus has been on Bergschneider and the Livingston twins, it's been Odom who's been big for Taylorville off the bench. I'm sure that's nothing new for them. Bergschneider's been held for 2 points in the second half, 16 for the game. Again, he had 37 last night and averages 27 a game. Makes both free throws. Odom does. Taylorville regains a lead at 51-50. And they're in the bonus the rest of the game. Price into the front court, Sampson. Right corner, McCants. Up top, Price. Squares. Shoots the 3. Line drive shot, missed it. McCants with a rebound. Double team, tries to dribble out of it. Here comes the trap and skips it back up top to Quinn Anderson. Good job by Jalen controlling.
Continue to be aggressive here.
His 13th rebound of the game. Sampson on the dribble. Tries to find McCants down low. It's poked free. Taylorville saw it coming. 12th turnover on the Streaks. This is S with it up top, guarded by McCants. Gives it right side over to Livingston. tries to spin around right now, left around Quinn Anderson and Jack Livingston. Tough body control in the air. Finishes off the baseline drive for a three-point lead.
We can't blink here. We've got to continue to stay with what we're trying to do.
Sampson feeds it into the front court. Skip past Price over to McCants. Back up to Sampson. Now Anderson, left elbow three, off the back iron. Great ball movement. Eric Price with a rebound, dribble drive, and a basket. And the Streaks call timeout. Love the ball movement. If only Quinn could have knocked that shot down, that would have executed a perfect half court. But credit to Eric for not
Absolutely.
Only getting the offensive rebound,
but attacking
the basket right away,
yes,
too.
And went right to the rim with it and scored it. Again, that continuing theme of being aggressive.
53-52, Galesburg calls timeout, a full timeout, with 6:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, a reminder, we've got Silver Streaks girls basketball for you coming up from Mattoon. Disappointing, I know, for Coach Evan Massey and his girls as they'll be playing in the third place game after a tough loss to the host Green Wave last night. We'll have the broadcast at 2:40 with the pregame, 3 o'clock for the tip-off. Again, if everything's running on time at Mattoon, just 2 hours east here, about 45 minutes away. And it happens in a tournament. We saw it here today. First game went overtime. Second game was a really long game. We got started 40 minutes late here. So, again, that's a target time, 2:40 for Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the pregame and the Silver Streaks girls at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament following our broadcast here. 6:44 to go in the game. What do you think happened in that timeout, Steve, for the Silver Streaks? Just reset?
Yeah, again, reset. Continue to remind our ball club of things offensively and defensively that we need to pay attention to in terms of general terms as well as specific terms here. Continue to be aggressive, move feet, pursue the basketball.
Bergschneider cut off in the lane trying to spin around Sampson, but he dishes it out instead to Odom, who drives against Cunningham, missed the shot. Keith with the rebound, has his pocket pick, and then a block by Price on the shot by Livingston knocked out of bounds. So the Streaks turn it over after the rebound, but good job by Price to recover and come over and prevent the easy shot.
And that's the kind of plays that are winning plays. You make a mistake, you try to do something to negate that mistake. We did there and didn't give them the easy points.
53-52, the Taylorville lead. Tornadoes with the ball. Kind of spread out this half-court set here a little bit. This is S with it on the right side. Bergschneider cutting through the lane. S backs his way into the lane, passes it to the outside to Jack Livingston. Now up top to Nick at the free throw line. Left corner it goes to S.
We're playing very good half-court man-to-man defense here.
Here's Bergschneider again spinning on Sampson. Cuts him off in the lane. Backdoor cut, perfectly executed. Layup by Jack Livingston on the feed from S on the outside.
Very, very well executed there by Taylorville.
Almost like Bergschneider was a decoy on that set.
Veteran ball club with skill that execute.
Nick Fields between the circles. Right side, Mitchell Sampson. Mitchell's been quiet offensively in the second half, but he's still playing well. Don't let the lack of scoring output fool you.
And he's done a great job on Berkshire.
He has. Fields up top. Now Cunningham at the free throw line. Keith puts the ball on the floor once, shoots from the high post, and scores. Streaks back within one. 4 on the half, 10 for the game for Keith Cunningham. 55-54. Silver Streaks down one as we approach the 5-minute mark. S dribbling against McCants. Gives off to Bergschneider. Trying to go one-on-one against Sampson. Mitchell hangs on down the right side of the lane. Tough shot up and in by Bergschneider over Mitchell. Nothing you can do about that. That was just an athletic, strong move.
Been very, very impressed with Mitchell Sampson here today, and that's as good as you can do in terms of playing defense.
Mitchell did everything on Bergschneider, but he knocked down his first basket
there
in the second half. Yeah, 4 points in the half, 18 for the game. Fields up top, left corner Price. Eric swings the ball down, skips it back up top. Mitchell has to go high for that one. Does a good job locking onto it. Fields on the left elbow. Mitchell, right corner into McCants. Jalen skips it back up top to Price. Dribbles right to the free throw line. Back to Jalen, squares for three. A little bit short. Weak side rebound under the basket, and S gets it away. Taylorville at the other end. Odom pump fakes, gets a shot up and a foul by McCants as the ball would not drop through the hoop. And there, with 4:22 to go in the game, just now is Jalen McCants' third foul of the game.
We
played
did,
a long
and he's
time.
Done a great job playing with foul in foul trouble. We didn't get back the way we needed to there, and we've done a good job transitionally in terms of defense. That time, we didn't get back very well, and we're going to have to continue to make that a priority.
Odom knocks down the first free throw. He is 3-6 out of 7 from the free throw line in this game. And he's got 10 points.
And free throw wise, there's been a wide, wide discrepancy here.
Second one rattles through as well. Yeah, Silver Streaks haven't attacked the basket any less than Taylorville has. So 5-point lead now for the Tornadoes as we approach the midpoint of quarter number 4, 59-54. Price on the outside. Skips it right side over to Cunningham. Fields, McCants, and Endoff at the Silver Streaks. Justin, left wing, 3. Got it! He got knocked down at the end, but he drained the 3. And Justin has 9 in the game, pulling the Streaks within 2.
Big hoop there by Justin Endoff.
59-57. They go back door, but S is cut off by McCants. They pull it back out. Taylorville trying to go 11-1 on the season. There's the backdoor cut again, this time to Nick Livingston, who lays it up.
And that's the one there where you take your eye off the ball, and they're going to back cut you right now.
Just got that step on Eric Price, flashed out to the wing, and then reversed directions very quickly. And he got the step on Price to finish it off. 4-point lead and a 10-second call. A 10-second violation on the Silver Streaks for not getting it into the front court quickly. That was an awfully fast 10-second call.
That was an awfully fast 10-second call, and just a call that, wow, just not necessary.
14th turnover on the Silver Streaks with 3.5 minutes to go. And a 4-point Taylorville lead. Streaks have to buckle down defensively. On the left side, this is Odom with it. Leaves it up top to Jack Livingston. Now to the left side, S. Fakes the handoff to Nick Livingston. Drives, leaves it off into the corner to Odom. Tries a crossover dribble, lost the handle on it, and losing control of it, trying to bounce it back behind him and out of the outstretched arms of S. Turnover, 9th of the game on Taylorville. Only their 2nd of the entire second half, though. Streaks for 6 Tornado turnovers in the third quarter. In the second quarter, only 3 total turnovers other than that for Taylorville. 3 minutes to go, Streaks down 4. Endoff, quick 3, right side, off the back iron. Rebound, right, for Taylorville. I like the idea, but the Streaks don't need to hurry those shots. And Taylorville calls a 30-second timeout with 2:50 to go as Ryan Brown really wants to set up probably a real solid executed possession here with a 4-point lead and 2:50 to go.
Yeah, he wants to be able to get the ball moving. Maybe get a layup or a wide open 3. That's their bread and butter. And I think you made a good point down here, Brad. We have been getting the shots that we've been successful with out of offense, out of ball movement, out of rhythm. And there was not a lot of rhythm to that shot there. And when we take a shot out of rhythm, wherever it may be, that's when we're usually not very good and we give up, the rebound that leads to the transition points on the other end. We've been very successful today with ball movement, being aggressive, and having rhythm. We've got to continue to stay within that concept.
So in the timeout, that's the offensive strategy. I would think more defensive discussion for the Streaks during that Taylorville timeout.
Yeah, we've got to continue to guard the way we've been guarding, pressure the ball, but we've got to make sure that we don't give up the back door. We can't bite on that fake, and we've got to have help side because they're spreading us out here.
Lots of movement in the half court by Taylorville. Price sticks with the Livingston backdoor cut. This time they go opposite side, almost overthrow Nick Livingston, and they
call a timeout there.
They call a timeout. I was trying to see what the official was doing over there. So they just about lost it in the far corner where they turned it over a moment ago. And rather than turn it over, Ryan Brown called a quick timeout. And that's a full timeout with 2:34 to go in the game. Streaks down 4. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This time of year is all about family. And Yem and Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Save over $5,000 on new Chevy Malibus and new 2019 Chevy Equinox. Holiday savings up to $6,000.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
As you've come to expect, we're going to get into all of it, each and every detail. If I don't talk about it here, you don't need to know about it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Silver Streaks trailing Taylorville, 61-57. 2:34 to go here in the ballgame. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Bill Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball. First of 2 games to wrap up the Taylorville tournament here today. Game time tonight to be determined by the outcome of this one. If the Streaks win, they play for the championship. Galesburg girls basketball to follow our broadcast with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. That's a 2:40 broadcast for the pregame if things are running on time. Cunningham comes out. Guards
the back cut.
He gives it away and a blocking
foul. Late call. Late call.
Bergschneider drove left baseline. A block. Clean block. It looked on Eric Price, but the official calls the blocking foul. And that for Eric is his fourth. And it sends their best free throw shooter to the line, Jace Bergschneider, with a 4-point Taylorville lead, 2:20 to go in the game. And the first one up and short. He's missed three of his last four, believe it or not.
And Mitchell Sampson can't say enough on the good job that he's done on him to make him work for everything. And I think that he's really wore him down here.
Sampson getting a breather on the bench. Second one good by Bergschneider. 5-point Taylorville lead. 62-57.
Got to be solid here and attack, yet be under control.
Fields across midcourt with a front court pass to Eric Price. They leave him open. He drives into the lane. Jump stop to the right, and the ball circles in and out. Rebound Odom. Eric squared up nicely. The ball just wouldn't go down and through. Taylorville, 2 minutes to go, a 5-point lead in the ball. Odom trying to spin around Cunningham. Drives, almost threw it away to Livingston on the sideline. Now he almost throws it into the backcourt. Streaks can't catch up to it, and Taylorville controls.
That's
with it at the volleyball line. There's a fifth foul of the game on Eric Price as he came out to defend S. And S made contact with him, and Price has fouled out of the game, much to the delight of the Taylorville crowd. We've talked about how wherever Eric goes, he's going to be public enemy number one with the opposing team, and they are very happy to see Price foul out of the game with a minute 46 to go, and this is going to put S at the free throw line for two free throws in the double bonus. First one up and off the mark. Still a 5-point lead for Taylorville, so even if he makes the second one, it's still a two-possession game and a lot of time to play. Only four team fouls on Taylorville. Second one up and in. They haven't been great from the free throw line tonight, but they've been good enough.
And they've been, they have not been so good here down the stretch.
But the Silver Streaks can't dent the scoreboard. They're now down six. Nick Fields out. Sampson back in with Cunningham, Anderson, McCants, and Endoff. Trying to go offensive-minded here, down six with a minute and a half to go.
Need Sampson to continue to attack.
To the right side, Cunningham in front of the Galesburg bench. Keith up top to Endoff. Left corner. Quinn drives baseline. Cut off. Skips it back out. Endoff briefly open, passes it away instead. Mitchell trying to shake his man on the outside. Quinn to the top of the arc, pulls back. Minute 15 to go. Right side, Keith, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Too much time going off the clock here. And
good defensive, good defensive set there by Taylorville in their zone. They're giving up nothing, and we're not attacking out front here to make them guard us. You have to make somebody guard you against the zone, and we're allowing them to stay back in it.
Streaks call a full timeout here with a minute 14 to go. Let's see, where are the Streaks going to inbound this one from? They're going to go over there on the score. That's where the ball is right now in the official's hand. So they're going to inbound from the scoring table. What kind of play does Mike Reynolds? It seems easier to predict what Mike Reynolds might try to draw up if they're inbounding from the baseline, but out near half court.
A little bit more difficult because you don't have the ability to set, you know, your screens and go side to side and horizontally here or vertically here. So what you're going to have here, again, I think he's going to look for something where we can run somebody off of a screen to get the ball reversed and get a shot off.
Don't need a three here, down six. There's still a minute 14 to go, but Streak can't take too much more time off the clock. Trying to get a score here. No personnel change for the Silver Streaks. McCants, Endoff, Cunningham, Sampson, and Quinn Anderson. Mitchell's wide open on the left wing if the Streaks can find it. The ball's on the right side of the court, though.
Got to attack here.
Sampson, bounce pass right side. Endoff squares for three. That's short, and he got fouled.
Got fouled, and will shoot three.
Got fouled. Odom coming in too late. And Justin, at the free throw line earlier, missed his first one, and then you might remember the second one was negated by the lane violation by the Silver Streaks. So Endoff to the line. Hasn't been a solid on the season, just 10 of 17. But we know he can knock him down as reliably as anybody on the team, and he does get the first one.
And the good news here is the clock has stopped. Yep. We can score points with the clock stopped here in three.
Minute one to go. Streaks down five. 63-58. Second one good. End off in double figures with 11 with one more free throw coming.
And that wasn't an intelligent play by the Taylor Hill defense there. Nope. From usually a very, very intelligent ball club.
Taylor Hill sends Jack Livingston back into the game, replacing S. Third free throw coming for Endoff. 61 seconds to play. Up and off the back iron. Rebound, Taylorville. They clogged the lane nicely. They go down court, wide open. Blocked by McCants. And
tremendous.
Picked up off the floor by Quinn Anderson. And knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it's out of bounds on the silver streaks.
And it did look like it hit Quinn right there in the calf there, out of bounds as he was going down.
Well, Taylorville found Jack Livingston alone under the basket. McCants came over for a huge block.
Tremendous block.
52 seconds to go. Streaks down four. Taylorville with the ball.
Display of Jalen's athleticism right there.
Esta inbound right in front of us. Finds Bergschneider cutting to the basket. And an intentional foul called against Mitchell Sampson. An intentional foul with Bergschneider going to the basket. And Mitchell gets called for the intentional foul. They're going to get two free throws and the ball back, leading by four with 50 seconds to go.
I don't know how we get that out of there.
Man.
That's just a foul on a layup there.
It was a hard foul. I don't deny that. But
just a foul on a layup there. And that's, they're going to get the ball back here.
You got a foul.
Yeah,
you got a foul hard going in for the layup.
I don't know how you can determine that that's an intentional foul there. He went for the ball. He tried to block the foul, or block the shot. And if you don't block the shot, you want to make sure that the player doesn't score and you play the ball. And he did all of those things Mitchell did there. And bad call.
Kirk Schneider makes them both. 6-point Taylorville lead, and they get the ball back. Bergschneider, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line in the second half, 6 of 6 in the first half. He had 14 points at the break, 21 for the game now. 50 seconds to go on the inbound. Cunningham blocks Brandon Odom's shot under the basket as Odom got the feed on the inbound, and Keith gets called for the foul. That's his fourth. Well,
just tough. I'll be like Hawk Harrelson. When things don't go good, just be quiet here for a second.
Odom knocks down the first free throw. And that makes it a two-possession game at 66-59. Streaks have done a lot of things right here, especially defensively. Yeah, just haven't got any calls going their way. I'll just say it that way. Odom makes them both. It's an 8-point lead, 67-59. Mitchell Sampson into the front court. Streaks need a quick score with 43 seconds to go. Quinn, left side over to Endoff. Justin drives, alters his body on the way up and finishes off the layup, and the Streaks call a quick timeout with 36 seconds to go. Justin was briefly open on the left side. Taylorville was flying out to meet him, and Justin wisely attacked the basket and then sidestepped right, flashing into the lane to avoid not only the contact, but it hung up in the air with his body not square to the basket, but he finished it off. And the Streaks use their final timeout with 36 seconds to go.
Outstanding move to the basket there and make a key hoop to keep us at least with a fighting chance.
13 points in the game for Justin Endoff. 36 seconds to go, 67-61. Taylorville with the lead. Again, Galesburg girls basketball to follow from Mattoon. They won't follow directly after us unless the Streaks make a huge comeback and send this game into overtime and draw this one out. 2:40 is their scheduled pregame.
Got to have a hard trap here and go for the steal here. Not got a foul.
Running baseline. Here comes that trap in front of the Galesburg bench. They trap on Odom.
Good
Streaks
steal.
Trying to get
a foul.
And
call.
Now a foul on Taylorville as Jalen McCants got undercut a little bit, but that's only the fifth team foul on Taylorville. Fourth of the game on Ryan S. But the Streaks do have it on the turnover. Well, presumably, Mike Reynolds is a little upset over here. They're not going to give the ball back to Taylorville, are they? Okay, good. The way he was reacting, I thought he's still upset about something over there.
I don't know if the foul was called on the player that Coach Reynolds thought. I couldn't see who was down at the bottom of the pile there.
I thought it was S. That's who got it. His fourth. Streaks need a quick basket. Down six. 26 seconds to go. Sampson, left corner. Jalen for three. Got it! That cuts the lead in half, 67-64. Streaks aren't done yet.
Same situation now. Hard trap.
Taylorville not in any hurry to inbound. They get it to Brooks. Yes. There's the steal. Anderson with the layup. Streaks within one. 67-66. Again, Taylorville not
going to be able to stop
inbound.
The clock.
No timeouts for the Streaks, and all they can do is foul Justin Wright as Taylorville winds the clock down to 1.4 seconds. Again, I mean, that's wise basketball. I give them credit for not hurrying to get the ball in because they know the Streaks are out of timeouts, and all Galesburg can do to stop the clock is have Endoff foul within one at 67-66. And 1.4 seconds to go. Streaks need, I wouldn't say a miracle, but they got to have a whole lot go their way. Justin Wright will shoot two free throws here with 1.4 seconds to go. Quinn Anderson with the steal right in front of the basket and the layup. Got the Streaks within one. And Ryan Hart is going to use this stoppage of play to set up a time to set up something in a free timeout as the officials are talking a lot of things over here, trying to get squared away.
And that gives us an opportunity to try to draw something up here.
And that's what Ryan Brown is complaining about. He said, look, all this time you guys are taking, you're allowing our opposition to get a free timeout over here as the officials, I don't know what they're trying to figure out here. They're just trying to get squared away who the foul was on and who should be shooting the free throws. But Galesburg was able to get something set up, and that did not please Taylorville head coach Ryan Brown at all.
And he certainly has a beef there, and credit us here. And Coach Reynolds has a smile on his face, and Coach Ryan Hart does, of being able to get something at least drawn up when we have an opportunity here, if we have or when we have the opportunity here.
They're still talking things over. There's still nobody at the free throw line for Taylorville. I just saw the official point to the clock or the scoreboard. The foul was on Endoff. I think it should be Justin Wright who's shooting the free throws. Now the officials are huddling up with the Galesburg players, talking something over there. And I think we're maybe finally going to get some free throws here. 1.4 seconds to go. Justin Wright to the free throw line. Silver Streaks have four men down there to defend. Again, the first one is the front end of the super bonus, and the shot rolls off. Down court, Endoff guarded by Ryan S. Four Silver Streaks in position to rebound.
You're better served here by a miss.
He does miss intentionally. Cunningham comes out with it. And we got a whistle. What's the whistle for? Did they call a foul on Taylorville?
I think he's saying that it didn't hit the rim.
Oh.
It did hit the rim, and I think they're going to call the game over.
Well, he blew the whistle. I mean, that stops the clock. You got to let the Silver Streaks inbound it.
Absolutely. You blew the whistle.
67-66 is where we stand. So now another officiating discussion. And the Streaks are, again, going to use this opportunity to set something up. Ryan Brown is getting an explanation from the official who blew the whistle on the far side. And he's not happy with what's being called there. Keith Cunningham rebounded the missed free throw by Justin Wright. Dribbled out in traffic around two Taylorville players. I thought maybe they were going to get called for a reach-in foul trying to poke it away from Keith. That would have been the seventh team foul on Taylorville. The officials are still talking things over here. Ryan Brown is standing on the far sideline trying to get the officials' attention, pleading his case. Meanwhile, the Streaks have set something up. Mike Reynolds is standing at the scoring table with his arms outstretched.
And there needs to be an explanation here.
The game is over.
They're going to call the game over.
The game is over.
Oh, after the whistle blew there to stop the clock.
They talked it over for a long time, and the official who blew the whistle then just threw his arms out, swiped his arms out, said, that's it, the game is over, and Mike Reynolds cannot believe it.
A three-ring circus here, folks.
67-66 ends up the final score. Both teams are lined up to shake hands as Mike Reynolds is with the official right in between both teams, so they're not able to shake hands, and he's really upset.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, this was not a clean end to this game. So he's following the officials, letting them have it as they head to the locker room. 67-66 ends up the final score here. Galesburg drops to 8-6, and Taylorville improves to 11-1. So we'll take a timeout. We're going to have the postgame show coming up here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It's a new year and a new you. This is Carrie from OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. Once again, we're joining with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info for Commit to Fit, a fun way to help you watch what you're eating, get you moving, and keep you motivated. Get registered now at galesburg.info, keyword commit to fit. There's cash and other prizes up for grabs, too. If you're ready to feel more confident and get in the best shape of your life, get registered now at galesburg.info, keyword commit to fit.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This time of year is all about family. And Yem and Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado half-ton pickups come with holiday savings up to $12,500.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Text and a license extra.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy for the rest of today and a high of 28. Clear tonight with a low of 20, sunny tomorrow and a high of 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with light freezing rain and a chance for snow, a low of 30. Cloudy on New Year's Eve day Monday with rain or snow likely, gradually ending, a high of 38. New Year's Day Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 24. Right now it's 24 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
67-66, the final score from Taylorville here. As the host Tornadoes win it. There we go, trying to get our wireless microphone on here. We're ready to go. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now for a post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. You want the microphone, Coach? What was the explanation?
Well, the explanation was that the guy underneath the hoop, so I guess this must have been his first game reffing because he blew the ball dead.
Right.
You can listen. I know the other refs like to hear it too. He blew the ball dead from underneath the basket, which I'm not a referee, but I don't think that's his call. Even though it did hit the rim, he blew the ball dead, said the game was over. Even though there was 1.5 seconds left, I assumed inadvertent whistle, you could go back and replay. I think we should have had a chance to replay it. But
exactly.
That and the 40 free throws they had to about the five we had is probably a difference in the game.
31-9, you're about
31,
right.
31, yeah. 31-9, that's about right. We're used to that here. But, you know, we got to overcome, and not one play, I guess, decides the whole game. But it's tough to end on something so controversial, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you got a right to beef. Absolutely got a right to beef.
I've never seen that before, but it seemed a little odd to me.
I told Steve you said you were as frustrated as you've been last night. I felt as frustrated as I've been for totally
very
different
poor
reasons here tonight.
Well, it was very poor. It was very poor. You know, I don't know what to say. It was poor, and it unfortunately marred a really good game against two good teams. I think.
Yeah.
I thought Taylorville played excellent. I think 25 is as hard a guy to guard as anybody we face all year. You know, and you know, we couldn't seem to get over the hump. I think we had a couple chances to put them down a little more. We kept fighting. We kept getting back in the game. And we just couldn't get that one big play. You know, we're still missing that one big play. But I thought those guys, you know, it's been fun watching those guys grow up. You know, we've you know, I don't see them very often, but five or six times a year, you know, 25 and zero and the twin. Those guys have played extremely well.
Yep.
And, you know, their town has a lot to be proud of. Those guys are good players.
Let's talk about the job Mitchell did. You mentioned Bergschneider and how tough he is to guard. What about the job Mitchell did on him defensively?
I thought Mitchell played well. You know, I thought he had his best game of the year. You know, he's had two of his best games of the year here down at the tournament. He's a guy we need. You know, we need a physical defensive presence, and we know we get in the Big Six. Three-fourths of those won't be fouls. We know we get in the regional. Three-fourths of them won't be fouls. So we just got to learn to play better, and we know, like last night in the Sterling game, none of those were fouls, and we didn't do a good job of playing through contact and finishing. But we know when we play Sterling or Dixon or you know, Rock Falls in a regional, though, you know, we'll have to play through contact a little tougher and be able to finish. I was frustrated last night and I'm frustrated for a different reason. But I thought we showed a lot of toughness, you know.
And that's what I would say. I mean, we lose the game here in a real the toughest situation you can. But we did a lot of good things, and I thought it really took off there in the second period. What did you think, Coach, in terms of the second period that really got us going besides Mitchell?
Was that before or after they baited a 15-year-old into a technical?
That was after. Yes. Yeah. That's how we got down.
It was getting real ugly in the first quarter, and darn it, your kids didn't battle back.
I thought our guys battled back. You know, Jalen had two fouls. Keith had three fouls. Eric had two fouls. A lot of fouls. There has to be, you know, I guess. I don't know.
You're handling this well, and I know you, and you're handling folks at home a tough situation here that he's got all the beef in the world.
I'm sure my mom in Florida is hoping I just...
You're steadying yourself just fine. I've watched you over the years. You're doing just fine in a really tough spot.
How about the heart of your team here, though, today? Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I take away as a positive out of this game.
That's what we saw bright spots
out of this. That we're going to look back at this. I don't know that I ever laugh when we lose, but look back at this and chuckle a little bit and know that it'll make us stronger, make us better.
I hope so. Coach, thanks for coming by.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
You did a nice job.
Thank you.
67-66, the final. I don't know that we can accurately describe the level of frustration with the coaching
handling
staff.
He's handling it good because he certainly has a reason to be frustrated here. It was a tough day, and everybody's human in this, but this didn't go our way in all kinds of situations.
And what did he say? You know, he said, Steve Hawkins was standing right there. I think he said, you know, you're doing all right because you know, sometimes, especially in coaching, it's such an emotional
job
anyway.
It's an emotional thing,
anyway.
And you put so much into this, Brad. I know it's only a game.
And you're watching for your kids. You're waiting for your kids to have that where they really overcome and just finally come through. And it seems
against
so close
a great
here
ball
today.
Club.
Yeah, it seems so close.
Great ball club there.
All right, let's take a break here in the postgame. 67-66, Taylorville wins it in leaving the Silver Streaks very frustrated here at the end. It has how the game ended, not just the end result, but how the game ended. So we'll talk more about to give you a post game statistics, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, all still to follow here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
We try to help our customers save money.
Sean Pittman with Midstate Manufacturing and Filter Service Center wants to help you save big bucks by having your filters cleaned rather than replaced. Cleaning filters gives you 95% efficiency at about half the price of a replacement, and they make it as easy as possible.
We offer pickup and delivery. We make it convenient for the customer to have their filters cleaned. Filter Service is proud to offer not only Wix filters, but now we offer Donaldson filters.
Filter Service Center and Midstate Manufacturing, quality machine and fabrication service to world-class customers.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
All right, Steve and I have talked through our frustration during the break there, so now I think we can just focus on the job we got to do here.
You know, and I was going to, we were just having a conversation that I think is critical, and we both made some pretty good points out of that, that our kids fought hard. They didn't let some of this, the sideshow, affect their play, and that's Mike Reynolds making sure that our kids don't get embroiled in that and making sure that he stands up and fights for our kids, and that's a great life lesson. You know, just again, as we said, it's a tough situation, a tough loss, but some positives that down the road here that I think that we can take and run with.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We start off with the team numbers, Mr. Cheeseman.
Yeah, shooting-wise, we got 52 shots off and made 27 for 51% here, or about 52%. Really good shooting, and 8 out of 23 three-point shooting percentage-wise for 40%. Very, very good on both of them.
Yep.
They were 20 out of 38, so a hair over 50%, and only shot 8 threes today and made 4 of those for 50%. And, again, 8 threes from this kind of ball club, again, you know, says that we did a really good job here defensively, especially in the second half. And you'll get to the key there where the free throws are. We out-rebounded them by 10, 27 to 17. We turned it over 15 times, a couple times in key spots, and in unforced turnovers that really hurt. They turned it over just 9 times, and that's the mark of the veteran ball club they are, the smart ball club they are, and the highly skilled ball club that they are. So, I mean, we did a really good job here today and got beat in a tough situation by a really outstanding ball club.
Free throws, another situation, as Mike Reynolds alluded to in his postgame comments there, another thing that's left him frustrated. Taylorville shot 31, Streak shot 9. Taylorville 23 out of 31, Streaks 4 out of 9. So when you lose by a point and you get outscored by 19 at the free throw line, that's going to leave any coach frustrated.
Absolutely.
Individual scoring, Jace Bergschneider led the way with Taylorville, and for both teams actually, with 21. Brandon Odom off the bench with 13. He, you know, I thought he was a huge difference maker in the game for them. The way he attacked the basket, the way he recognized situations, went right at our guys who had foul trouble, and his
smart ball
player.
Club,
yeah.
And a veteran ball club finds a way. Somebody steps up all the time, and there's to that point there.
He was 9 out of 10 from the free throw line, 9 of his 13 points. Nick Livingston also in double figures with 11. Jack Livingston just missed double figures with 9. Ryan S. with 7. Will Kettlecamp, 4. Justin Wright, 2. For the Silver Streaks, Justin Endoff led the way with 13. He had 7 of those in the fourth quarter. Mitchell Sampson and Quinn Anderson both finished with 11. Keith Cunningham had 10. Jalen McCants just missed double figures with 9, but had 13 rebounds. So he was out-rebounding Taylorville single-handedly at the half. He almost had, by game's end, as many rebounds as Taylorville did as a team, as the Tornadoes finished with 17. Nick Fields had a solid game with 7. Eric Price fouled out of the game with 5. And Riley Milan got in briefly and did not score for the Silver Streaks. You know, here's another thing I look at. See the balance in the scoring here today. 13, 11, 11, 10, 9, 7. That's a formula for success if the Streaks can find a way to bottle that and do that the rest of the year, too.
And the bench was very, very good.
Let's take a final break. When we come back here on our post-game coverage, we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player, or maybe players, of the game. 67-66, Taylorville wins it. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
There were 16
counts. They're hitting the bank with a $1 billion fine for loan abuses.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about the news. News about government, news about the state, news that actually impacts your family. But how do you make sense of it all? In the crowded world of misinformation, Illinois News Network, a nonprofit news service, presents you with the facts. INN is your news. Visit supportyournews.org to help us keep reporting on the news that matters in Illinois. That's supportyournews.org.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Before we wrap things up from Taylorville, I want to remind you folks again about Galesburg High School girls basketball coming up from Mattoon. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Scheduled pregame at 2:40 this afternoon, depending on how on time things are running at Mattoon. 3 o'clock scheduled tip-off. So please stick around for Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the Galesburg girls basketball game. And hopefully theirs has a more satisfactory ending than this one did here today as the streaks fall to Taylorville 67-66. How about our candidates for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here, Steve? I think we're going to make a case, pretty good case,
yeah,
here for
both,
a couple of guys.
Yeah, we both debated this and gave our reasoning, and I think we both come out with two worthy candidates here. We're going to name Mitchell Sampson and Quinn Anderson as our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. They both did outstanding jobs. Mitchell coming in the second period there at the end of the first period and really providing a spark in terms of his energy and his intelligence and getting us moving in the right direction. And then Quinn there in the second half making a lot of plays both offensively and defensively to, you know, push us over the top a couple times or bring us back. And both those kids played outstanding games. And again, there's so much we can take from this game and build from, and let's hope that we start that process tonight here ending the calendar year of this part of the season here in a third-place game against either IVC or against Sterling.
I love your comment that you said about Mitchell as we were talking it over during one of the breaks. We're not in this game if he doesn't have the second quarter that he had.
Yeah, you could see it going south in a hurry, and he just came in and was very smart, very steadying, and made plays. I mean, he was aggressive and made shots, defended. Again, I don't think we can say enough about how well he made
Bert Schneider
work for his points today.
And Quinn, I loved his leadership in the second half. I mean, his decision-making, the shot selection. He was as much of a leader on the floor as I think we've seen anybody in any half this season. I thought he was just terrific.
He was terrific in the second half. Both those kids are going to be very, very big for us here as we move down throughout the rest of the season.
So one more game to play from Taylorville tonight. It'll be 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off in the third-place game after this tough loss to the host Tornadoes. And the Silver Streaks will play the loser of the game between Sterling and IVC here that's just gotten underway in front of us here. So we'll be back with you tonight. Again, 6:40 scheduled pregame if things are running on time, and we hope you can be with us then. For Will Stevenson at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheesman to my right, welcome back, sir. We'll hope for a better outcome later.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us from Taylorville. We'll talk to you again this evening. Good afternoon for now.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.